Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, December 3rd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why middle-class Americans are feeling the squeeze and why you should take advantage of every opportunity to network. Necessities appear to be costing the middle class more than they ever did.
Spending on necessities, things like health care, things like bills, your cell phone bill, are up pretty dramatically over the past 6 years. And that's eaten away at other discretionary spending.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Knutson. Even though spending on necessities has been rising, incomes have stagnated over the past half decade.
Income over this period was up less than 0.5%, which is not even close to inflation, which was up 12% during the period.
As a result of these two trends, consumers have been forced to alter their spending behavior.
People aren't going out to eat as much. They're not going out to live events and concerts. And clothing is also down dramatically. And that also reflects the fact that clothes are somewhat cheaper nowadays, but also just that people aren't spending as much.
More on the middle class squeeze is available at WSJ.com. As we continue, why you should always be networking.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Think you're just sitting around having coffee with a friend? Well, you're wrong. Michael Schreiber of Credit.com explains why that's networking and why it should be on your mind all of the time.
We all know networking is an important part of the job search, but too many of us put networking in a box. The truth is, networking does not need to happen during work hours or even work-like settings. You can establish a connection with somebody waiting in line at a food truck, sitting on a bus, or any number of places you regularly visit. Consider joining a group with people who have similar interests, like travel group or an exercise class, because you never know. The guy sitting next to you on that yoga mat may be the key to your next job. Volunteer events are also a great way to network. Getting out for a good cause is a great way to bring people together. Your goal for that day might be building a new house for a family in need. You could also walk away with new friends or a business connection. Networking is just another form of relationship building. You can do it online or in person, at work, at a networking-specific event, or in your spare time. Beyond a new employer or coworker, someone you meet through a networking event could even be your next mentor, real estate agent, new friend, or even love interest. Remember, a big part of networking, like life, is showing up. The more you are out there attending events and talking to people, the more others will think of you when they're looking for help, a business partner, or a recommendation. I'm Mike Schreiber, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.